everyone. It's Wendy Knight Agard here from the Wendy Knight Agard Show and the What's Eating You emotional eating programs that help you lose weight through mind mastery. Welcome, welcome. Hey, I love my self-sabotage. Yeah, I said it. I love my self-sabotage. I know that sounds crazy, but you know, whether you want to lose weight, let go of old patterns, or transform your life in some other way, it's really worth investing a moment in the idea of accepting where you are right now with no judgment. You know, just because you want to get to a different place doesn't mean you need to hate the place you're in now. So whether you want to lose 10 pounds, whether you know that your weight and your health are keeping your business back from growing the way it needs to grow, whether you want to lose 50 pounds, whether you want to grow your business by $1 or $100,000, no matter, just take a moment today to practice a little self-acceptance. So just say to yourself, even though I want to further my transformation, where I am right now is okay. And I'm ready to take the next step to move forward. Because when you start from a place of self-acceptance, you're going to get to where you want to go faster. And I know that seems counterintuitive, but the thing is, the self-loathing, the self-criticism, the self-judgment, these are closed and contractive energies. To use a metaphor, how fast can you run when you're clenching every muscle in your body? If you just clench up your arms, your butt, your thighs, every muscle tight as you can barely move. You can't run very fast, can you? But when you relax those muscles, even if you're not a runner, you can move a lot faster. Well, practicing self-acceptance is like relaxing the mind muscle and letting it be open and fluid to your transformation so that that transformation can actually happen faster with less resistance. When you're engaging in those contractive, judgmental, negative thoughts, that creates resistance. And what we want to do to start this process is to get some of that resistance out of the way. So I really want you to take charge of this and declare yourself whole and complete, just as you are now. I'm going to ask you to take it one step further and look in the mirror. Go to the mirror after you listen to this and say, I love and accept you. And yes, your eyes have to be open. You have to see yourself in the mirror. I know that can be a hard exercise for some of you, but I want you to do it. Stand in front of that mirror and say, I love and accept you. Now, here's what's going to happen if this is the first time you've done this. Here's what might happen. There's going to be a little voice in you as you walk away from the mirror, or even as you're saying it, that says, no, I don't. Or that's crazy. Or Wendy's crazy. This exercise is crazy. Some sort of judgment around what you just said to yourself in the mirror is likely to come up. Okay? But remember the metaphor I just used about training the mind. It's like training the body. You don't go out and run a marathon the first time you decide to take up running, do you? You start with a little walk around the block, and gradually your lungs and your muscles get stronger and you work up to a slow jog, and maybe a year or two later, you know, you're running 5 miles. It's the same thing here. It takes practice to quiet that internal voice that is filled with self-judgment. So if you go to the mirror and say, I love and accept you, and you hear that little voice after, don't worry about it. Just recognize it, say thanks for sharing, and keep going, okay? You know, it's really ironic that often it's this very lack of self-acceptance that actually leads to the self-sabotage that we're talking about. Well, let me give you an example of that. Let's say you are trying to clean up your diet a little bit and make more healthy choices, and you do this from Monday to Friday, you know, when you're busy with work and whatnot. But you finish the work week really exhausted. It's a Friday night, you know, you've accomplished a lot, but you're exhausted and you're thankful for the weekend. And before you've even realized what you're doing, you've eaten a fast food meal on the way home from your last business meeting. I mean, you weren't even conscious of it. You just were on autopilot. You pulled into that drive-thru. You got the burger, the fries, whatever it was, the milkshake. And you pull into the driveway and you say, oh my goodness, what have I just done? I ate well all week. I plan to go for a walk tomorrow morning, Saturday morning, you know, get some fresh air and a little bit of exercise. And now, oh, I've blown it. See, this is what we do, is we judge ourselves and we say things. That little voice inside says, I've blown it. And then here's where the sabotage starts. Because then you say to yourself, ah, well, I've blown it for the weekend. I'll clean it up on Monday. And so what happens is you give yourself permission to eat poorly for the rest of the weekend, right? You tell yourself, I've already fallen off the wagon. It's like an alcoholic who takes that one drink and then realizes, ah, well, let me really go for it. And this is the game that we play with ourselves. So because we couldn't accept the fact that we had one fast food meal and just say, oh, well, I accept it. Let me move on and I'll still go about my plans for a healthy, active weekend. Because we couldn't accept that one quote-unquote transgression, we created this cycle of self-sabotage. I know you know what I'm talking about because I've done it myself so many times. The weekend used to be the worst for me because I would start on that Friday night with something as a reward for a tough week of work. And then I'd realize Monday morning that I'd eaten poorly all weekend and really not done any of my plans to eat well or exercise. So I'm going to give you a little breakthrough activity for this week, aside from the one where you're looking in the mirror. As I want you to think of a recent act of self-sabotage. And let's say it's the one that I just described. And then put it into this phrase. So, for example, if the self-sabotage was giving yourself permission to eat poorly all weekend because you had one unhealthy meal, then the way you would employ this phrase is to say, even though I gave myself permission to eat poorly all weekend just because I had one unhealthy meal, I love and accept myself, my body, and my personality, and the fact that I self-sabotaged my weekend by eating poorly all weekend. Okay? So take whatever act of self-sabotage that you've done most recently and put it into that phrase where you're saying, I love and accept myself, my body, and my personality, and the fact that fill in the blank. Okay? This is a powerful exercise. I want you to start doing this every time you catch yourself judging yourself on some self-sabotage, and watch how you will start to train your mind to create this self-acceptance. Okay? This is Wendy Knight Agard signing off from the Wendy Knight Agard Show for today. And until next time, keep in touch on Facebook. Look for What's Eating You in the search column, and that's WHATS, the word eating, and just the letter U, What's Eating You. Look for that page on Facebook and on Twitter. You can follow me at What's Eating You, the same spelling. Have fun with your breakthrough activities, everyone. Peace.